Today's shiur has been dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a zchus for refuah shleima for Yehuda Leib ben Basha. Today's shiur is Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chof Tes. We will begin on Daf Chof Tes, Amar Aleph, second line. Teaches us the Gemara Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av Nigzer, Aleph Esenu Shilich Nisud La'oretz. That was the day, says the Gemara, where it was decreed that Klal Yisrael would not have the opportunity to go in Tetz Yisrael after the Chet of the Meraglim. Says Gemara Benolam, from where do we notice Halacha? The Ksiv. The Pasuk says, after the Hakamas HaMishkan, V'hi B'chodesh HaRishon, B'shana HaShenis, B'chad L'chodesh, Hukam HaMishkan. It was in the second year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, on the first day of Chodesh Nisan. That was the day when the Mishkan was erected. Vamamar, says the Gemara, Shana Rishona, the first year after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, also Moshe is a Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan. Shnia, and in the second year, Hikim Moshe Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu put it up, Vishalach Meraglim, and then he sent the Meraglim. The Masha explains that the reason the Gemara goes through this entire history is first the Braisa wants to establish that the Meraglim was sent afterwards, after the Binyan HaMishkan, that only the Shiluach Meraglim was on the end of Sivan, not before. Says the Gemara, V'ksiv, and the Pasuk continues, V'hi B'shana HaShenish, Mechodesh Hasheni, Besser Mechodesh Nala Ma'al Mishkan Ha'edus, the Onan left, and that was the proof that they're supposed to, that was the sign that they're supposed to start traveling on Chaf Ir. V'ksivi hi, V'yisum Ha'ashem, Derech Shloish Hashamim, V'am Rab Chama B'chanina, Oysi Yoyim Sor Ma'achri Hashem. That was the day that they left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they stop being the way they're supposed to be. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'sasav s'ser b'kirboi, hisav v'tava, v'yishuva v'yivka gab ne Yisrael, v'yoymru miyachlenu basar. The Erev Rav started complaining that they don't have meat, and their purpose of saying this was in order to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv, and then the Pasuk says, ad chodesh yomim, for a month, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them meat, and Pasuk says that the meat will be so much, at she yates them me'apchem, v'yoy lechem lezara, davlem esem v'tatem v'sivin. So, this ends on the 22nd day in Sivan. In other words, on the 20th and the 21st and the 22nd days of Iyar were the days that they complained that they don't have any meat. On the next day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them meat, and he told them, you'll have this meat for a month, and that takes up the last 7 days of Iyar and 22 days in Sivan. V'ksiv, after that, the Torah speaks about Miriam speaking badly about Moshe Rabbeinu, and because of that, she became a tzaras. The Pasuk says, V'tisaga Miriam mechutz l'machna shivas yomim. Miriam had to be put into quarantine for 7 days. The Havilahu, that ends, Esrim etishim b'sivin, 29 days in Sivan. V'ksiv, and after that, the Torah says, Shlach l'cha noshim v'suris eretz kanan. V'tanya, so the Braisa teaches us, Esrim etishim b'sivin, sholach Moshe as a meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu sent the meraglim for their mission, 29 days of Meraglim. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yishuvu mitor oris miketz aboim yoim. They came back from their mission after 40 days. So that turns out, they came back 8 days in Av, and after they came back on 8 days in Av, that's when they gave their terrible message over to Klal Yisrael, and when they gave over the terrible message to Klal Yisrael, that's when everybody started to cry, And ultimately, they ultimately were decreed against not to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, if we make this calculation, Hani, these days, Aboim Yoim Nechichad Havu, it's not 40 days, it's 39 days. Because if you think about it, it's 2 days at the end of the month of Sivan, 29 days of Tammuz, which is usually a month of only 29 days, 8 days in Av, so there's only 39 days. But the Torah says that they came back only after 40 days. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbaya, Tammuz Aishata, the Tammuz of that year, Meluyim Alya, it was a 30-day Tammuz that year. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kara Elai Moed, Lishba Bechurei. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Yontif. We know when there's a 30-day month, there's a 2-day Yontif. And the purpose of this was Lishba Bechurei, to Klal Yisrael were broken because of that extra day. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that month should be a 30-day month in order that it should fall on Tisha B'Av, which, as we know, is the day in our history that all of the calamities, all of the tzaros that happened to Klal Yisrael happened on that day. V'ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'tisa kol eid v'yitnu eskolim v'yivka am b'lai lahu. Another pshat that I saw, the Marsha says, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Lishba b'churai, that the young people who weren't yet 20 years old were not decreed upon that they need to remain in the Midbar. So Lishba b'churai, they were the individuals that were, they were the individuals left the in the Midbar, and therefore the future terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av weren't experienced by the people who were above 20 in the Midbar, because they never made it to Eretz Yisrael. It was they that made it to Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat, Lishba b'churai, refers to the Beis HaMikdash, because we know the Beis HaMikdash is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most. Lishba b'churai means the place that the b'churai, the place that is the Bechir Hashem, the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the most, Lishbar was broken on that day. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Tisha B'Av Haya, that night, Oysalayla Leil Tisha B'Av Haya, that night was the night of Tisha B'Av, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Atem B'chisim B'chir Shalchinam, you cry this night, a cry for naught, and that's why this night will be established for all future generations as a night of tzaros, as we learned and will continue learning. As we explained, Charabais Brishayna, the other thing that happened on Tisha B'Av was that the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, B'chodesh Chamishi B'Shival Asa, that was the day they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Tanya, Yef Shalomer B'Shiva Nisrof, we can't say that the actual burning took place 7 days in Av. Shereku Anema B'Eser, the Pasuk says it took place 10 days in Av. B'Yef Shalomer B'Eser Nisrof, on the other hand, we can't say that it got burnt on the 10th day of Av. Shereku Anema B'Shiva, the Pasuk says it took place on the 7th day. HaKetzad, how do we reconcile the Pesukim? B'Shiva Nichrasu Nachem Lahechel, 7 days in Av was the day that the Nochrim entered the Beis HaMikdash. V'ochlu v'kilkul boy, b'shvi b'shmini, they ate and did terrible damage in the Beis HaMikdash on the 7th and 8th of Av. Shi samach l'chashecha, 9th day, close to evening, hitzisu b'yis ha'or, they started to burn it. Since it only started burning in the ninth towards the evening, the burning took place on the 10th. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, as the day starts to pass and the night starts to come, that's when the tzaris began. And because of this historical fact, says Rabbi Yochanan, Emoli Hayisi Be'Oisador, had I been around at that time, Lekavativ Elabas Siri, I would have established Tisha B'Av to be a Sir Ba'av. Most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt not on the 9th of Av, but actually most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av. So ask the Gemara to the Rabbanon, who did establish it for the 9th of Av. Why? If we're saying that most of it got burnt on the 10th of Av, answers the Gemara, Aschalta de Purunasa Adifa. The Chazal were more focused on when something begins. And since the beginning was on the 10th, that's why the beginning was on the 9th, that's the day that's established to be Tisha B'Av. So the Michas Chinuch asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan say, well, if I would have been in the time of Chazal when they established Tisha B'Av, I would have made it on the 9th of on the 10th of Av? It's not up to him to decide when Tisha B'Av is. Tisha B'Av is what was said by the Nevi'im should be Tisha B'Av. So Michas Chinuch establishes that when Chazal said that it is a certain day supposed to be Tisha B'Av, they didn't say that it should be on that specific day. They established a month. They said that Tisha B'Av should be in the month of Av. They didn't say, however, which day of the month of it's supposed to be. Only after Chazal established, it should be on the 9th of Av, and now Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting that he would have made it the 10th of Av, but the Gemara explains the Rabbanan follow the Schalta, the Purinosai. The Chasam Sofer explains the opinion of the Rabbanan. He says that even though the Tzaris began, most of it got burnt on the 10th of Av, but we know the Pasuk says, Ubaba Puritzim V'Chelelua, when the Nebuchadnezzar and the enemies of Klal Yisrael burnt the Beis HaMikdash, they were Mechalel, they defiled the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. So that already happened on the 9th of the Av. So on the 10th of Av, when the Beis HaMikdash was burning, what was actually burning wasn't something that was Kadosh. And since it was no longer Kadosh, that's why the main issue happened on the 9th of Av. On the other hand, says the Or Sameach, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that since he holds that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains even after it was destroyed, that's why he wanted to say, even though the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av, but doesn't mean it lost the Kedusha. And that's why we want to show that by establishing that the 10th of Av should be the day of Tisha B'Av. There's a question that many Achroinim ask. The Gemara in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Beis Amen Aleph, teaches us Ishay Mishem Chitzov. That means that when you light a fire, you chayef for lighting the fire. So the question is, and the mandamah that says that is actually Rabbi Yochanan. So many Achroinim ask the question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the actual setting of fire which is the Maisa of Eish. So if actual setting the fire is what's considered that you burnt something, and here we're learning that the actual burning of the fire happened on the 9th of Av, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that we should push it off to the 10th of Av? So the Kozlo Gavarov, the Shas Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelik Beis, Simrei Samach, says a beautiful pshat. He says, there are two, when we look at something getting burnt, there are two factors to take into consideration. There is the act of the burning, and is the there's the act of the burning, and then there's the actual thing got burned. Says the Eretz Tzvi. When we learn a Masechta Baba Kama, and we're focused on Hilchas Mazik, what is considered that you burnt? When is it considered that you want that something is burnt? Something is that you burnt something. You burnt something as soon as you lit the fire and it started traveling to burn what it's going to burn. Here, when we speak about the Beis Hamikdash, of course, it's a terrible when the Beis Hamikdash is burnt. But our focus is not on the burning of the Beis Hamikdash. Our focus is that the Beis Hamikdash is burnt. When we look at it from that perspective, that the Beis Hamikdash is burnt, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Beis Hamikdash was actually not burnt until Tisha B'Av. And therefore, he says, Tisha B'Av should only be, according to him, on the 10th of Av. Menolon, the Tanya, continues the Gemara, from where do we know this rule that the Braisa says, Megaglans chusli yom zakai, good things happen on good days, choyvel yom chayiv, and bad things happen on bad days. Vamru, the Chum said, Chor Beis HaMikdash Rishayna, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Oysi yom erev Tisha B'Av haya, that day was the day right before Tisha B'Av, Omatzei Shabbos haya, it was on a Sunday, Omatzei Shviyis haya, it was the year after the Shemitah, Umishmarta Shel Yoyarav Haysa, it was the Mishmar of Yoyarav that week in the Beis Hamikdash, that day in the Beis Hamikdash, Velvim Ayomim Shira, and the Levim was saying Shira, Vayomdim Al Duchanam, and they were standing on the platform where they say the Shira, Umash Shira Ayomim, and what Shira were they saying? They said the Perek and Tehillim, Tzadik Dalit, and they said the Pasuk, V'yashav Aleim Es Oynam, Uberosam yet smisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy them, B'lo Yisbek Lem yet smisim, Hashem Alkeinu, Achibar Nochrim, V'kevshua. Of course, Mani Mefarshim asked the question that the Yushalmi, Taisus quotes the Yushalmi that asked the question that this Shira that we're learning here is not the Shir of the Yom Shlishi. It's the Shira of the Yom Revi'i. And why was it said? If we just said it was said it happened on a Sunday. So Yushalmi says that this was all part of the Hashgacha Pratis. The Hashgacha Pratis was that even though this was not the Shira that's normally said on a Sunday, it was said on Sunday because as the lesson that they want that was being brought here. Nilkata Beter, the city on Tisha B'Av was the city that Beter was captured. Beter was a very large city, and many Jews lived there. And for 52 years, it was destroyed by the Romans. Says the Gemara, it's Gemara. That, so I saw the Mefarshim explain that the date that was established, that the Gemara just said was the day that Tisha B'Av fell. The Gemara says, "In Yisrael Misham Mishtei Shabbosos, if Klai Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, the Gemara Menasech the Erchin, the Fir Alpha and Beis teaches us, Miyad in the Golem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring Mashiach." So it explains the Sefer Ishei Moshe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited until Matzah Shabbos, maybe they'll keep that Shabbos. And if they'll keep that Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch will see and wait that maybe next week they'll keep Shabbos again. And like that, he won't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the same reason he explains why it happened the year after Shemitah. Because Klai Yisrael did not keep Shemitah. And HaKadosh Baruch was waiting to see that if they'll keep Shemitah, he will not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But because they did not keep Shemitah, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Moreover, says the Tfilas Mordechai, the Gemara says, they said the Pasuk Yitzmisim Hashem Elokeinu. They did not have the opportunity to say the Pasuk the second time until the Beis HaMikdash would have been destroyed. He says, if they would have been able to say it twice, then they would have been able to prevail over their enemies. He explains, just like by Hallel, we say, Ona Hashem Hashina, Ona Hashem Hashina, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana, Ona Hashem Hatzlichana. By us repeating these psukim, it gives us the ability to prevail. here too, because if they would have had the opportunity to say the pasuk, then they would have not have lost to the enemies. We learned Nechrash Ha'ir, the Goyim after the Chumah Bayis Sheni, plowed Yerushalayim, and it became just like a plowed field. As the pasuk says, Tzion Sada Techarish. Tanya, so says the Brara, Kshacharish Transpurnus HaRosha Sahechel, when Transpurnus HaRosha plowed the Hechel, Nigzer Gzeler Rabbi Gamliel. There was a Gzera on Rabbi Gamliel, Larigo, that he should be killed, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Ba'ad HaNechad, there was an officer that came, Vomit Beis HaMedrash, and he stood in the Beis HaMedrash for Amma, Bala Choyte Miskakish, Bala Choyte Miskakish. I'm looking for the person with the nose. And the Ben Yoyada offers many pshatim, why is it called, why was he called the Bala Choytim? One pshat that he says that somebody who is the leader of Klal Yisrael is a noticeable great, the man of stature, and he sticks out just like the nose sticks out from the rest of the face. Another pshat that he says is that the leader of Klal Yisrael goes first in Klal Yisrael. So when somebody is walking, the first part of his body that goes anywhere is obviously his nose, which, as we just said, sticks out. So Rabbi Gamliel, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, stuck out, led Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that he suggests is that we breathe and we live through our nose. And so too, Rabbi Gamliel, Hazaken, Rabbi Gamliel, the leader of Klal Yisrael, was the source of life of Klal Yisrael. And the fourth pshat that he suggests is in this world, we eat. And the food that goes into our body through our nose. He says that when Mashiach comes, our nourishment will not be primarily through our nose. He says when Mashiach comes, our nourishment will primarily be through smelling. And that's why he says our leader who will bring us towards, who lives in Olam Haba, who lives a world of Ruchnius, his nourishment comes through his nose. Shamra Makil. So Gamliel heard what was going on. Ozel Tosh Minayu. He hid from them. Ozel Legabei Betzina. And this officer came to Gamliel quietly. Vamoy Imit Sinaloch. If I daven on your behalf, Maisis Lila Almadasi, will you bring me to the Olam Emes? Amalei Ishtab, Amalei Hen. So Gamliel said yes. Amalei Ishtab. So the officer asked him to swear to this. Ishtabalei, which he did. Solak Ligra, Nophilamis. And Gamliel went up, this officer went off to the roof and he fell down. The Gamiri. And there was a rule that they had, the Kigazu Gzirto Meschad Minayu, that if they make a decree and one of their primary officers dies, Mevatli Gzertayu, the rule gets abolished. Yotza Baskov Amra, so Baskov came out and said, Adon Zeh Mezum L'Chayil Olam Haba. This person will have Chayil Olam Haba for what he did in saving the life of Rabbi Gamliel. Of course, the Mefarshim asks, how could Rabbi Gamliel have made this commitment that I'll have Olam Haba? So they explain, it says in Tillim, we say it every day, Ritzoin Yirei of Yasa. So since Rabbi Gamliel was, of course, the Yirei of the Yirei Shemayim, so whatever they want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to them. Another pshat that the NLO, the Gross, suggests is that Rabbi Gamliel, so to speak, we can't make such deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what Rabbi Gamliel was doing was he was saying that take away from my Olam Haba to give him a share of my Olam Haba that I should be able to survive in this world. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Niskapsu Kitas Kitas Shebichi Kuhuna, Yon Kahanim joined together, and they had the keys of the Beis HaMikdash in their hands, and they went up to the roof of the Beis HaMikdash from Milfanov. Since we weren't able to be trustworthy treasurers, administrators, mifti chayis mesuris loch. We give back the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. V'zarkim klapei malo, and they threw the kings up, the keys up to Shemayim. V'yotzak k'ein pisas yad v'kibla mehem. And it is like a palm of a hand came out and took those keys. V'em kavtzu v'naflu toich or, and then they threw themselves into the fire. V'aleim koinen yishaya novi. What has happened here that you have all gone up to the roof? He says in the Vuah on Yerushalayim that look what happened, that everybody went to Golus. I cry for what happened over here. So the Rashi explains what Shavlo Yizchin Lius Negebarim, because since we see that you HaKadosh Baruch Hu are destroying the Beis HaMikdash, it must be because we didn't do our job right. There's a big question here that how were they allowed to commit suicide? How were they allowed to jump into the fire? So I saw that the Ein Yaakov explains that they knew where all the treasures and money of the Beis HaMikdash were. And because they knew where all the treasures and the money of the Beis HaMikdash were, they said, we're not prepared that should fall into the hands of the attackers and would rather commit suicide. The Mefarshim point out that on the Tfilas of Musaf on Yom Tov, we say, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not able to daven, we're not able to come to the Beis HaMikdash Nechatoeinu because of our sins, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we add the words, B'nei Yad Shenishtalcha B'Mikdashecha. B'nei Yad Shenishtalcha B'Mikdashecha, they say, is the Yad of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just learned, Kav Yochel, stuck out of his hand to get those keys. So because those keys are no longer in our hands, because of that hand, we no longer have the ability to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we mean to say on the Yom Tovim. The Brisker Rav, when he would learn this Gemara, would say that this Gemara is the basis for a very important attitude that we should have in avodas Hashem. The Brisker Rav used to say that people who try to say, well, the Torah, the way it is difficult to be followed in our times. And they try to negotiate which part of the Torah we should follow, which part of the Torah we should not follow. Teaches us the Gemara, said the Brisker Rav, that what are we supposed to do here? What we're supposed to do here is that the Gzbarim said, we can't do the Avodah right anymore. So maybe we could think that we can't do it perfectly right. Do the best that we can. Teaches us the Gemara that the Gzbarim said, if we can't do it right, we won't do it at all. And they gave back the keys to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha. Amar Yehuda Berei Dershvu Bashelis Mishmei Derav. Kshem Shemishnichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha. Just like when Av comes, we do less simcha. Kach mishenichnas Adar ma'abim simcha. When Adar comes, we have more simcha. So it's interesting to point out, if we look in Rashi, the bottom Rashi in this Amid, mishenichnas Adar, says Rashi, yimei nisim hal Yisrael, these are days of nisim for Yisrael, and Purim and Pesach. So many explain that what Rashi is teaching us is that the simcha should not just be for Adar. The simcha should be for Adar and for Nisan. That the simcha begins an Adar, but it continues through Nisan as well. Amar Papa, so says Rav Papa, because of what we just learned, Ba Yisrael the Islay Dina Ba'adi Nachri, if a Jew has to go to court with a non-Jew, he should avoid going in Av. the Rei Mazali. It's a month of a bad mazel. The Limtzi Nafshi Be'odor, and he should try to go and add the Bari Mazli. Of course, many Mepharshim ask that we know that a mazel Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, is not affected by mazel. So how could we suggest that this is the good month and that is a bad month? So the Ritva says that when it says a mazel Yisrael, it doesn't mean that Klal Yisrael is not affected by mazel at all. Klal Yisrael, mazel is not the only thing of a consideration by Klal Yisrael. But, of course, Klal Yisrael to some degree is affected by mazel. Another pshat that I saw, that a mazel Yisrael means that there's no mazel all the other months of the year, but the months of Av and Adar, Klal Yisrael are indeed affected by mazel. The Mashah says pshat in the Gemara, goes back to what to a concept that we learned earlier in our shiur. Earlier in our shiur, we learned that the Gemara says, "Megalgun zchus liyom zakai, v'choyv liyom chayiv." Good things happen on good days, and bad things happen on bad days. So it's not connected necessarily to the concept of mazel. It's just these are good days, so you should try to try to experience good things on good days and bad things on bad things. What is Pshat in the Gemara? Kshem Shem Nichnas Av. So we said that. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that when it comes to Av, every day is a little more difficult until we ultimately reach Tisha B'Av. The same thing by Purim. The same thing by Adar. Mishen Nichnas Adar. At the beginning of Adar, we start experiencing Simcha, and we culminate the Simcha. We culminate the Simcha when we reach Purim. Of course, it's very interesting to point out that when we look in the Shulchan Aruch, brings down the halacha of Mishen Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, but the Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the halacha of Mishen Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. The Magen Avraham does bring it down, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. And the question, of course, is why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? So many want to suggest that Mishen Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, a Jew is always supposed to be B'Simcha. And since a Jew is supposed to always be B'Simcha, it's not really evident how we're fulfilling the Mishen Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. But the Mishen Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha is something that we all understand and feel and experience. And therefore, the Mishen Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha is mentioned. Another pshat, the Gemara is connecting Kshem Mishen Nichnas Av Marbim B'Simcha, Kach Kshem Mishen Nichnas, the Gemara used connected to Kshem Mishen Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, Kach Mishen Nichnas Adam Marbim B'Simcha. So the Sfasemis tries to understand what is the connection between these two halachas. So he says that what makes Av the tragic month that it is, what makes Av the tragic month that it is, as we've been learning, is because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in Av. What makes Adar the day of Simcha is that the month of Simcha is because, as we learned in Masechet Shkolim, Becha Ba'Adar Mashmim Al Shkolim. On Rosh Chodesh Adar, they made the announcement about the Shkolim. Since in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they made the announcement of the Shkolim, which were to bring Kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, the Simcha of Klal Yisrael is all connected to the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, I saw that just like the Gemara says, that we should avoid going to a court case in Av, I saw that the day that somebody has yahrzeit for a parent is a day that a bad mazel, and that's a day that a person should avoid also going to court to a court that day with a non-Jew. And in fact, in the Chassidish communities, the minig is that the day somebody has a yahrzeit, he brings some cake and some schnapps to shul, and they make a l'chaim. What is the basis of that minig? Because that is the day, because that is a difficult day for that person, the way we want to, so the, what we do is, we bring a l'chaim, And Dilchayim is giving the person a bracha that even though this is the day that you're going to have tzaris, that we wish you that you should not have any tzara. I saw another pshat. Mishnechnas av mematim besimcha, as we know the halacha is, that on Tisha B'Av one is not supposed to learn. Says the Gemara, Mishnechnas av, you know why Mishnechnas av mematim besimcha? What is the tzara of av? The fact that Tisha B'Av is coming and we're not going to be able to do have simcha. This Kudei Hashem Yisharim Besam Chalev. So when Adar comes, Mishnechnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, what we should, the way we should celebrate Adar, the way a Jew is supposed to properly celebrate Adar is with Torah Besimcha. I saw another pshat from the Mazir to Rebbe. The word Adar stands for Ani Hashem Roifecha. And what means is that when a person has simcha, that brings, when a person is happy, when he has the type of simcha that we're supposed to have, then he has refuah. Mishenechnas ad marbim besimcha. How is a person zoicha that Hashem, ani Hashem refa'echa, besimcha? When a person feels simcha, that's when the person will be zoicha, tani Hashem refa'echa, he'll be zoicha to be healthy in all ways possible. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Kani yadati es machshavos ashanoichi choshev aleichem num Hashem, machshavos shalom v'loy l'ra, losis lechem echres v'tikva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I sent you to Bavel because there you'll have hope. What does that mean? Amar b'yehuda b'ashrei d'shmeilus, Amar b'yehuda b'rei b'shmul b'ashelus, b'shmei d'rav el d'kolom. These are the date trees that are found in Bavel. They have many of them, so people have what to eat. Uklei peshtin, and there's much linen in Bavel, and people will have what to wear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though He sent us into this terrible galus, the He's giving us something, still the ability to eat and drink. We're not left without anything. V'yomer, and the pasuk says that Yitzchak said to Yaakovinu when He gave him the bracha. V'yomer. Reich bni kareich soda sheberch Hashem. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reider Shmuel b'Shelis meshmei the Rav kareich soda shetapuchim. It means like tapuchim. And Tosus points out that even though the Gemara says tapuchim, it means as esroigim, because when the Mashal explains when Yaakov Avinu entered the home of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak said, Rei Riach B'nei Kareich Soda Sheberch Hashem, it was the Sroigim tree. Because as the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, the tree of Gan Eden was the Esrog tree, because the Esrog, as I saw the Mepharshim explain, was the only tree that did not violate the directive of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the tree and the fruit of the tree should have the same taste. All the trees violated that, but the Esrog tree did not violate that, and that's why the Esrog tree was the tree, the Esrog had that special bracha. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Leis B'Toichai. We learned in the Mishnah the week of Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Sapa L'Chabes. One may not take a haircut or do laundry. And comments the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shana L'Chabes L'Lbosh. So he says, one is not allowed to do laundry and then put on the freshly laundered garment. Avul chabas l'niach, to do laundry and put it on after Tisha B'Av, that he says is mutter. One may do so. Reshesh tam afil chabas l'niach, even to do laundry, just to put it away, that you'll only wear the freshly washed garments after Tisha B'Av, is also Asur. Amar Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes proves his point, Teda, that the halacha is like I just said, that even doing laundry, if you're not going to wear the freshly laundered clothing, is Asur. The Batli Katsu de Bei Rav, the people who did laundry in the home of Rav would not be working that week. The reason they weren't working that week is because no laundry may be done. And in fact, the Mepharshim explained the reason the people who did laundry were called Katsri is Katrin means to shorten. When they did laundry in the way they did laundry in those times, they would cause that the garment should shrink. That's why they're called Katrin. Moser Rav Nuna. So Gemara asks, Rav Nuna asks a question on the opinion of Rav Nachman. It says, B'chamishi mutarim, we learned in our Mishnah that on Thursday, one may do laundry, m'nei kvoit Shabbos, because of kvoit Shabbos. And as Rashi, when we learned the Mishnah, explained that what's the case of the Mishnah, that the case of the Mishnah is talking about that Tisha B'Av fell on Friday. As we said, it can't fall in our calendar on Friday, but in their calendar it could fall on Friday. So therefore, you can't obviously do the laundry on Friday because it's Tisha B'Av, but you need to have a freshly laundered garment for Shabbos, so do it on Thursday. Moreover, our Gemara is a proof that when laundry may not be done, whatever, during the 9 days or the week, Shavuot Shechalbay, as we're going to discuss, it means all type of laundry may not be done. Because if it's only garments may not be washed, why does the Gemara say that the Katzri, the Bei Rav, were out of work that week? They could have washed other things. From here we see that we're not allowed to wash anything that week. Masar Rav Nuna. So again, ask the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, B'chamishi mitarim, on Thursday we're allowed to do laundry with Nei Kvod Shabbos. Lamai, what does the Mishnah mean? Ask the Gemara. Ilayim l'chabis l'lbosh, that you're allowed to do the laundry and wear it. Nei Kvod Shabbos ikka. What kind of covered Shabbos is there if I'm putting on the freshly laundered clothing on Thursday? Elo l'niach. We're seeing, it must be that we're doing laundry just to put away the laundry. And what is the Mishnah teaching us? B'chamishi hu d'shari. Then on Thursday it may be done. Avol Shabbos kulei, the entire week. Usur. They not even do laundry, not even just for the purpose of putting it away. Because otherwise, what's the Mishnah teaching us? Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Loilam, we could say that our Mishnah is referring to a situation of l'chabbos ulilbash. You're doing laundry with the intent of putting on the garment. If you're doing laundry with the intent of putting on the garment, how could you say that you should be allowed, that's covered Shabbos, doing the laundry on Thursday and putting on your garment? Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah is speaking about a person who only owns one garment. Just like the halach is, that laundry may not be done a chalamayit, but he teaches us, if somebody only owns one garment, he's allowed to launder in the chalamayit because he has nothing else. Here too, we're speaking about a case, again, where Tisha B'Av fell on Friday. Since Tisha B'Av fell on Friday, and Friday, it's Tisha B'Av, you're not going to be able to do laundry, and you only have one garment which you wash, the covered Shabbos, you'll take that garment and wash it on Thursday, and because it's only garment that you own, you're going to be able to wear it on Thursday, because that's the only garment that you only have. It manami, Amar Rav Binyamin, Amar Rav Elazar, lo shana l'chabes l'lbash. That the halacha is that you're not allowed to do laundry in order to put on the freshly laundered garment. Aval aniach, if you're putting it away, mutter, meisvei. Ask the Gemara. So now we have Rav Nachman and Rav Elazar agreeing. Ask the Gemara. It says in a brayso, osl chabos lufnei Tisha B'Av. One may not do laundry before Tisha B'Av. Afil aniach l'achat Tisha B'Av. Even if you're only going to put it on after Tisha B'Av. Furthermore, says the brayso, that this was said in Eretz Yisrael, where the water is a very good quality, and therefore, when they do laundry, the clothing really comes out clean. In Bavel, when we do giyutz, it's kikiba shalahem. Giyutz is a much stronger type of washing. Only when we do giyutz is it considered that we did kibus in Bavel, but not when we do kibus, because kibus in Bavel doesn't really accomplish much. Furthermore, there's no Isser Giyutz on Kli Pishtan, because Kli Pishtan, the Rishonim explained, never really get properly washed. But clearly we see from here to yufta, that one is not allowed to do laundry, even if his goal is just to put it away for after Tisha B'Av. And says the Gemara, Sholach Rav Yitzchak ben Gruya Mishmei Rav Yochanan, Api she'amru kli pishtun ein mishum giyutz, even though we're saying that we can't accomplish giyutz on kli pishtun because the type of material they are, Aval also lofshem b'shabes shechal Tisha B'Av liyus b'toychai. We're still not allowed to put them on the week of Tisha B'Av because of the avelus of Tisha B'Av. Omer Rav, lo shanu, this that we said that it's osur is elos lefonov, only the days before Tisha B'Av. Aval achrov, after Tisha B'Av, mutter. After Tisha B'Av, you can put on the freshly laundered clothing. V'shmul omer, but Shmuel's opinion is lafila achrov nami osur, that even after Tisha B'Av, one may not put on freshly laundered clothing the entire week. Both before Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av are all the same. Meisvei, ask the Gemara. It says in the Brisa, Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av liyos b'toychai, the week of Tisha B'Av, osul sapel Shabbos, we can't take a haircut, we can't do laundry. V'chamishi matarim nekvay Shabbos. Keitzad chal liyos b'echav Shabbos. Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. Mutal chabes kol Shabbos kula. We could do laundry the whole week because there's no shvua shechal boy. B'sheni, b'shlishi, b'revi, b'chamishi, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, l'fon of osur, l'achrav mutar. Chalis b'erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av is on Friday, mutal chabbos chamishi, you could do laundry on Thursday, nei kvoit Shabbos. V'loi kibbos b'chamishi b'Shabbos, if you didn't do laundry on Thursday, mutal chabbos b'erev Shabbos, you could even do laundry on erev Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, min amincha l'mala. Says the Gemara, however, light because the Mepharshim explained that Rabbi was upset. Why did you wait to do your laundry until Tisha B'Av and then end up doing laundry on Tisha B'Av? You should have done laundry on Thursday and not spend your Tisha B'Av that way. Chal Lias B'Sheni B'Chamishi. The Gemara continues discussing Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday or Thursday, Kairin Shloishin, we call up three people to the Sefer Torah, or Mafter Echad, and one of them reads the Torah. B'shlishi b'rivi, because Monday and Thursday are days that we read from the Torah, and three people get aliyahs. But if it fell Tuesday or Wednesday, Kaira Echad, one person gets the aliyah, or Mafter Echad, and he's the one that's the Mafter. Rabbi Yosef Loilam Kairim Shlisha Mafter Echad, always there should be three people getting aliyah. But again, we see from here that after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do laundry. So isn't this Tiyufta the Shmuel? Answers the Gemara Amlach Shmuel. This question, Tanoihi. The Tanya Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. The week that Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we can't Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday. In both cases, Tisha B'Av will be on a Sunday. Oichav V'Shoyosu called Tzorchai. You could eat on that Shabbos all you need to eat. We're going to learn the halachas of Suda Mafsekis. There is no Suda Mafsekis on Erev Tisha B'Av that's on Sunday. Or Ma'ala Shulchan Afilu Suda Shloime B'Shatoi. And you can eat even as much as Shloime Melech ate when he was king. What's Pshat Suda Samelech Shloime B'Shatoi? So Mepharshim explained that Shloime HaMelech in his lifetime first was king, and then he lost his kingdom, and then it came back. So the Gemara means, Kesudas Melech Shlomo B'Shatoi, means when Shlomo Melech was at his height, when Shlomo Melech was at his glory, that's the way we're allowed to eat. So there's a beautiful pshat from the Ramei Shapiro, the Lublina Rav. He says, if we look at the history of Shlomo Melech, when Shlomo Melech was king, and then he lost his kingdom, but Shlomo HaMelech lived his life hoping that he'll get back that melucha, which he ultimately got back. As we approach Tisha B'Av, said the Lublina Rav, the halacha is that we're supposed to eat and sell and take the day and believe that the Yeshua will come back to Klal Yisrael. Then I saw another pshat. Shlomo HaMelech knew that was what's going to happen to him, that he will lose his melucha. But that didn't change that as long as he was the Melech, he was the Melech. And he lived his life as the Melech. So too, when we're supposed to live, that's done this Shabbos. This Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. Tonight is going to be Tisha B'Av. But as long as it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. And we should celebrate the day that way. Of course, the halacha is that you have to make sure that even if it's Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, and we're not eating, and we're not eating a regular Suda Mafsekis, we have to finish the Suda we're eating before Shkia. Umal Shulchan Afil Kesuda Shloim B'Shatoy, Vosl Sapil Chabbos Mer Shchoidish Aratainis, one may not take a haircut or wash clothing from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis, Divir Emeya. Rav Yudai Mekol HaChodesh Kula Asur, the whole month, Rishim Gamal Oime Ena Asur Ois Shavua B'Spavad. That week, even after fast, and that's the period of Shmuel. Tanya Idach says the Gemara, there's another Braisa, Noig Avel, Rosh Chodesh Veratanis, Divri Rameya, Rami Yudai Mekol HaChodesh Kula Asur, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Eina Asa Oysa Shabbos Vat, only that week. Amar Rav Yochanan, Vishlosh the Mikra Echadosh, they all learned the same Pasuk. Ksiv, Vishbati Komasoysa, Chaga Chadosh Vishbata. Mandam Rosh Chodesh Veratanis, the mandam that says that starts from Rosh Chodesh until Tainis, it says Chaga, it means Rosh Chodesh, from Rosh Chodesh. Manda Amar Kol Chodesh Kula, because it says the word Chadosh. Or Manda Amar Kol Shabbos Kula Asar, the one that says the entire month is Asur, the whole week is Asur, he learns Shabbat, just that week.